Hi, kids. Count Floyd here from Monster Chiller Horror Theater. Welcome to my scary crypt, my slimy sanctum. Yes, my evil, scary crypt where we bring you the Monster Chiller Horror Movie. And this week it's going to be a good one, believe me. We have coming on from Monster Chiller Horror Theater a film that I think you're going to love. Next week it's going to be... Hey! Tell you guys. What are you doing? Get out of here. Get that ladder out of here. Take a walk. What are you... Oh! Oh, boys, be sure to, you two ghouls, tie up the guy on the rack and stretch him out along and kill him. Oh, and then suck his...
All right, all right, all right. This is DJ Gil. This is the Power Pop Shop on WNUR 89.3 FM and HD1, Evanston, Chicago. And that, of course, this is DJ Gil. Do the Power Pop Shop Tuesday nights on the great WNUR. Bring you a big hooky guitar rock from all over the globe, including, of course, right here in our home area of Chicago. And that, of course, was the great late Joe Flaherty, one of my favorites for like probably 40 years, watching that guy on different things on TV, from SCTV and onwards, Freaks and Geeks. He played the father. I forgot the father's first name, but Mr. Weir. Man, what an actor, what a comedian. And that was, of course, one of his classic characters, Count Floyd from SCTV. Joe Flaherty died at the age of 82, and I wanted to pay tribute to him because I was a big fan of him. And SCTV in general, all those actors are so great. Martin Short and Harold Ramis and Catherine O'Hara and John Candy, Dave Thomas. The list goes on and on. But man, Joe Flaherty, what a great, great comic genius. And showed his acting chops too on Freaks and Geeks because, you know, he was funny, but he was also, you know, had a lot of weight to it too. There was some heavier stuff there, trying to be a good dad, understanding your kids. So I just wanted to play that Count Floyd because the whole gimmick with the Count Floyd character was that he would introduce, you know, it's like one of those, remember those, if you're a little older, remember on Saturdays or Sundays, they would have like some sort of a horror movie on the local syndicated station, like a horror movie thing where there would be a host dressed as like, you know, a vampire or something like that. Anyways, and so all the movies that Count Floyd would introduce were not scary at all, but he would be like, ooh, isn't that scary? Ooh. So just funny. I want to pay tribute to him. But we're here for music. And I have all new stuff on this week's show. And we're going to have to get right to it here. Man, so I'm feeling a little tired today. Certainly the weather doesn't help. It's been really brutal. I know it's been even worse than some other areas of the country. But just been so much rain and clouds and cold and windy and oh man. But anyways, I have great music. It's got rocks. It's gonna, I hope, pick you up and pick me up too. So we've got Love Nor Money, this band with a great track. All this stuff is new tonight on the show. Late Ultimatum, Love Nor Money. They're out of the UK, look like really young dudes. And this song rocks. Then we're going to Minneapolis for Electric Beauty, featuring one of the members who was an original member of Husker Du. And they do a really cool cover here of a Del Shannon song. It's definitely a really cool song that Del Shannon did. And this one is I Go to Pieces, and they do a really nice job with it. Eyelids, they're back. Really cool band. Bound to Let You Down, new from them. And then I found a new live version of a track from a very recent Duff McKagan album. Of course, you know him from Guns N' Roses. And it popped up on one of my feeds, and it's called Just Another Shakedown. It's live, and it rocks, and it's a great track. And I didn't know he put out an album out just a few months ago. So this is new, too. So let's get into it on the Power Pop Shop. This is Love Nor Money with Late Ultimatum. We'll be right back.
rolling down the street. I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they held someone new, another love that will be true, but they don't listen, they don't. We'll be right back.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, all right, all right. This is DJ Gill. This is the Power Pop Shop in WNUR 89.3. And in that set, we just heard that, of course, was the legendary Duff McKagan with this track from his recent album, Lighthouse, Just Another Shakedown. That was brand new, just released, that single. That's a live version of that song. And Duff is known best for his time in Guns N' Roses, a bass player there. I like that song a lot. It has a great hook. It's a little more classic rock, much more than it's not a metal song. We had Love Nor Money, man, rockin' track, Late Ultimatum, Electric Beauty from Minneapolis. Great music town for sure. I Go to Pieces, really cool cover of Del Shannon track. He wrote the track, he did not record it. I read that he tried to record it, but he didn't get a good vocal, and he ended up being recorded by Peter and Gordon in the mid-60s. It was a hit for them in the UK, the sort of folk pop duo that was tied into the Beatles, because Peter Asher in that duo, his sister Jane Asher was Paul McCartney's girlfriend for a long time. And that's the first like hit song that Peter and Gordon recorded, I Go to Pieces, that wasn't written by Paul McCartney or John Lennon. Eyelids, Bound to Let You Down. Great track there, and Duff McKagan. Yeah, so we got two more sets of music for you. This is DJ Gill, bringing all sorts of big hooky guitar rock from all over the globe. And yeah, my NCAA bracket is pretty much shot. I do have Purdue in there, and I have Purdue winning it. I had chosen them to win. I just thought they were going to really have a bounce-back tournament from their disappointing upset last year. And UConn just looks amazing. I think it is going to be Purdue and UConn in the final. But man, that's not enough. I don't have enough teams to do anything with the bracket. All right, so we got two more sets of music for you guys coming up. We start off with a really cool, I love you know, the female bands. This is a great one, Go Betty Go, brand new from them. We Talk a Lot, it rocks. Steve Rosenbaum, brand new from him, a song called Blur Somewhere. He's been around a while, puts out really cool stuff. This is a really good jangle pop song. Jim Bassnight, I haven't played him in a while. Jim Bassnight is an outstanding musician out of the northwest of this country. And he has a new single off of his recent album called Summertime Peculiar. This track is called What I Wouldn't Do. It's a little more acoustic driven than some of his songs, but it still rocks and it's really hooky. We're going to finish the set with a band contacting me. They're not from Chicago. I believe one of the members is from Chicago, if I'm getting that right. Mother May I is a band out of D.C., and they've been around a long time. Definitely, I think, from the 90s. They had a lot going on there in the D.C. music scene. And they're back, and they have a new track out called How Sweet the Sound. So it's a really cool song. So we're going to do that. All right, let's get into it. This is Go Betty Go. We talk a lot on the Power Pop Shop.
Yeah. to make you feel alright. Not a card I wouldn't play to bring you my way. Baby, I'm a jealous man. I keep it hidden when I can. But since I fell for you, there's no. Looking at the pouring rain from the window on the northbound train, not knowing if what I'm doing would break us in two. Checking out of yesterday, there's a debt I've got to pay, but I'm good for any debt that's due for you. Baby, what I wouldn't do, what I wouldn't do for you, what I wouldn't do for you, what I wouldn't do for you. Promises of diamonds, but I don't mean to suggest. But when the chips are down, I do the rest. What I wouldn't do for you, what I wouldn't do for you. I say, what I wouldn't do for you, for you. Yeah. Woo-hoo. I'd do anything for you. Only one thing I can't go through. Stand aside and close my eyes while another guy's been a holding you. Old fashioned as it may be, only hoping that you don't need somebody else's love to give you the thing that you do for me. What I wouldn't do for you, what I wouldn't do for you, what I wouldn't do.
Now I was hoping you could send me some shivers.
All right. That was Mother May I, How Sweet the Sound. Brand new from that band. Pretty legendary in the DC area. It's going from way back, I believe, in the 90s. And they're still putting out some really great tracks. I mean, that is a really, really rad track right there. How Sweet the Sound. I believe they do have a Chicago connection. I don't know if one of the guys moved to Chicago. I should probably write these things down, but I had a pretty busy day at work. I don't always get to remember to do that. But there is a Chicago connection, so I'm happy to play them, of course. And yeah, they sent me, you know, let me know about their band, and they suggested a couple songs, which were good. But I found a different song from their album that I liked even better. That's a great track. People Just Want to Hear the Hits. Cool name. Sounds like one of those K-Tel records from the titles from back in the day. Started that set with Go Betty Go, all-female band, super rad song there. We Talk a Lot. That's a good sort of like, you know, go-go style, punk popper. Steve Rosenbaum, Blur's Somewhere, really cool Django guitar pop. Jim Basnight, also been around a while, been doing it since the 1970s out of Seattle. Really great track there from brand new from him called What I Wouldn't Do. All the tracks tonight are brand new, and I was pretty tired between the weather and a lot of work stuff and just running around, other things too that I do. And man, this great music you guys are putting out has really picked me up. This is DJ Gil. This is the Power Pop Shop. Do this on Tuesday nights at 9 to 10 p.m. on WNUR 89.3 FM and HD1 Evanston, Chicago. One more set of cool music for you guys coming up. And just like a couple quick notes. Next week I do have DJ BK. And my sometimes once in a while comes in, guest co-host. You guys love him. He'll be in next week. We're going to do one of our specialty shows. We have a really cool theme for next week. I think you guys will dig it. And then the week after that, I'll be doing an International Pop Overthrow Festival preview show. The IPO, International Pop Overthrow Festival, starting Friday, April 19th at the Great Montrose Saloon in Chicago over in Albany Park. Really great music bar and a lot of fun. Our band Golden Richards will be playing, the Bishop's Daredevil Stunt Cubs playing, Mark Watson, Phil and Gotti, all sorts of great stuff. Six Kitty, really cool stuff. So it goes every night for like 9 days starting April 19th. So we're going to do our annual IPO preview show, and I do have a special guest coming in for that. So that's 2 weeks from tonight, and then I'm taking a week off. So next time I get to like all new stuff will be like towards the end of April. And if you're a band and you sent stuff in, which I do, a lot of bands send stuff to me, I appreciate it. Glad you dig the show. Always great. I know, you know, to be on the airwaves in the Chicago area. But you can see I've got specialty shows coming up and a week off. So I'm pretty far behind on a lot of the new stuff that comes in and new stuff that I find on my own. I find most of it actually on my own. So if you're sending stuff in, just sort of a heads up that even if I dig your stuff, I will play it. But it could be like 4 to 6 weeks before it gets on the air. And just another quick, you know, no big deal at all. It's just how it is. You know, since I do a show that's 40 minutes a week and not every week is new music, I do try to put a lot of new music on here. But with 40 minutes a week of a show and sometimes doing heritage shows with older songs, when I play a track, if you send it to me or if I find it on my own and I dig it, it's only going to be on the show once. I'm not going to play it again. So, because there's too much other new stuff and then the heritage show. So, but hopefully you guys will dig being on the air. It's nice to have that spin. But I know sometimes bands then will say, thanks for playing. Can you play it again? I won't be doing that. So just to let you know. All right. So, on this last set on the Power Pop Shop, hopefully you guys are digging it. I'm really stoked that this guy, Wesley Fuller, is back. I love the name of his, new album, All Filler, No Filler. And he's got a really great glam rock vibe to him with stuff that I love. This is a great track called Trade War. We're going to play Caddy. I also found that they are back with a single. They usually just release singles. And Caddy is a guy named Tom out of Norway. He does the songs, I think, pretty much himself, all of it. From guitar to sing, you know, vocals, drums, production. He calls the project Caddy. always puts out really cool stuff. This is brand new, called Why Worry. Man, this set of music, this last set of music is really, really awesome. I'm going to play Thick. They have a brand new single out called Father. Thick is out of Brooklyn, all-female band. They do a really cool, like, stuff I love, 90s alternative grunge, like power pop stuff. And also Cloud Nothings are back, who I believe are out of DC too. They have a new album out called I Get Along, and this is a great track. I think this is the pre-release song for the album. I don't think the album's out quite yet. Called Final Summer, and it's really, really great, from Cloud Nothings. So let's get into it. Really digging this one from Wesley Fuller, called Trade War, on the Power Pop Shop.
We're starting a trade war.
Have we re-struck butter?
All right. That was Cloud Nothings, brand new from them, Final Summer from their upcoming LP coming out, I believe, in a few weeks. I'd Get Along is the name of the LP. Cloud Summer, super cool band. They play songs like that are sort of like indie power pop, and then they also do, sometimes they're really sort of almost like screamo stuff. Sometimes they go a little heavier, so they sort of trade off, you know, in the album. Started off that set of the Power Pop Shop with Wesley Fuller, Trade War. Wow, what a great song that is. A lot of glam rock in that. Caddy, really rocking this one. Why Worry, brand new. Thick, that's also just a great song. Brand new from the band out of Brooklyn. Father is the name of the track. Man, I hope you guys were digging the show. This is DJ Gil. Tons of big hooks tonight. I want to congratulate all the bands tonight on the show. It was all new, and I thought every single track was just really, really super rad. Really great stuff. So bands, keep putting out that stuff. It's great. So have yourself a great week. Speaking of the last song we played, Final Summer, hopefully summer is on the way. It'll take a little time. It's been cold, but it's going to be here eventually, some warmer weather. All right, so to keep you warm on a cold night, stick around for always cool dance stuff on Street Beat with DJ Ethan Brown.